بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، من يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، yesterday alhamdulillah we covered the story of Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, and today, as promised, we were going to embark on looking at the next prophet, as mentioned in Qasas al-Anbiya by Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimahullah, and that is looking at the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Continuing from where we last left, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah said, وَأَمَّا سُلَيْمَانِ ابْنُ دَاوُودِ. As for Sulaiman ibn Dawood, he's the son of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَاهُ النُّبُوَّةَ. Allah indeed gave him prophethood. وَوَرِثَ أَبَاهُ عِلْمَهُ. And he inherited from his father, Prophet Dawood, knowledge. He inherited from his father knowledge. And this shows us that knowledge is that which is inherited, that which is beneficial, that the prophets leave behind, not dinars, not dirhams, but they leave behind knowledge. In al-anbiya, لَمْ يُوَرِّثُ دِنَارًا وَلَا دَرْهَمًا وَلَكِنْ وَرَّثُ الْعِلْمِ فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. Indeed, the prophets do not leave behind dinars or dirhams, but they leave behind knowledge. Whoever gains it, gains a great treasure. So, he left behind knowledge. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam benefited from that knowledge of his father. And likewise, prophethood that Allah blessed him with. And also he inherited the kingdom or the kingship of his father. وَزَادَهُ اللَّهُ مُلْكًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah increased Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam with further dominion. A great dominion. لَمْ يَحْصُلْ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلَهُ, which didn't occur to anyone before him. وَلَا بَعْدَهُ, not after him. سَخْرَ اللَّهُ الرِّيحِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the ability to bring the wind and use the wind in order to travel with. And we'll come into that. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ وَتَدْبِيرِهِ, such that with that wind is able to use it to travel and to fulfill his commandment in going to places. And we will come to that. A بِسُهُولَةٍ حَيْثُ أَرَادْ, with such ease as he sought. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah adds to that, and he mentions that he would put his provisions on a mat and he would actually fly with that mat with the control of the wind or with the help of the wind that he was given the ability to use. غُدُوَّهَا شَهْرًا وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرًا, and the ability for him to use the wind the distance of a month. Allah take him to places. Going a month and coming back a month. وَسَخَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ الْجِنَّ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ وَالْعَفَارِيتَ, and Allah gave him the ability also to have control over the jinn and the devils and the afarit. And this, Ibn Kathir adds on that, as to Sa'di's kalam, and he says that, actually, those shayateen that obeyed him, they obeyed him. But those devils that didn't obey him, he would chain them. He would chain them. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ الْأَعْمَالِ, they would do actions for him. Al-Fakhma, great actions. بِحَسْبِ إِرَادَتِهِ, according to his will. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبِ وَتَمَاثِيلِ وَجَفَانِ كَالْجَوَابِ. So they will aid him, for example, in going as an army. There would be like armies for him, soldiers for him, going and defeating enemies and so on. وَقُدُورِ رَاسِيَاتِ وَتَذْهَبُ وَتَجِئُ بِأَمْرِهِ. So this army of jinn, of imps, they would come and go according to his command. وَسَخْرَ لَهُ مِنَ الْجُنُودِ مِنَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ وَالطَّيْرِ. Not only that, he had also junood from a tayr of birds. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah adds that as he would go and it was hot, the birds would come and shade them from the heat. in their journey. So he had the ability also over animals to talk to them and to converse with them. فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ بِتَدْبِيرٍ عَجِيبٍ وَنِضَامٍ غَرِيبٍ, with a great plan, command that he had over them. And Ibn Kathir rahmullah adds on that, and he says, based upon the verses that we will come to, that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did not leave these armies to do as they will, whether it's armies of birds, of jinn, of ins. He would check up on them. He would check up on them to see if they have fulfilled their duty. Like for example, Hudhud, his duty was to go and look for water, such that they would go and they would dig and they would find water. Because being a bird high up in the sky, he had the ability to look and find places where water had settled, or where water could be dug up. So Hudhud had the ability to go out and go and check for water. And we will come to that story where Sulaiman alayhi salam said, Hudhud, it took too long to come back. And so he said, if he doesn't come back with beneficial news, then he would kill him, because of the distance that he, the time span he left him to go, he hasn't come back. Why has he gone? He sent him for a duty. So this shows you, as Sheikh Sa'di mentions also at the end of the story, or the end of the section, Sheikh Imam Sa'di rahimahullah says, that this shows you that likewise the people in authority, kings, leaders, they shouldn't leave their ministers to do as they will. They should check up on them, and they should follow them up. And anyone who runs an institution or place of authority, likewise should make sure that the affairs are run smoothly and check upon each section. Just like Sulaiman alayhi salam would check upon the birds and check upon the ins and the jinn to make sure that everyone is fulfilling their duty. وَعَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ, and Allah taught him the ability to speak and to understand the birds, وَسَائِرْ حَيَوَانَاتِ, and the rest of the animals. It wasn't just birds. The rest of the animals, he was able to understand them, like the ants. Like the ants, when the army came of Sulaiman and it was about to step over the ants, one of the ants said, Sulaiman is coming with his army, enter your dwelling. Enter your dwelling. And he understood. Sulaiman understood that conversation with the ant. فَكَانَتْ تُخَاطِبُهُ وَيَفْهَمُ مَا تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ, so the animals used to speak to him and he used to understand what they would say. وَلِهَادَ خَاطَبَ الْهُدْهُدَ وَرَاجَعَهُ تِلْكَ الْمُرَاجَعَةِ, and proof of that is you find that he spoke to Hudhuda and the famous conversation that occurred regarding that between Sulaiman and Hudhuda. وَسَمِعَ النَّمْلَةَ إِذْ نَادَتْ فِي قَوْمِهَا, and he heard the ant when it said to its said to the rest of the ants, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ أُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ وَلَا يَحْتَمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. That is the verse in Surah An-Naml, verse 18. Oh, ants, enter your dwelling. And some of the scholars mentioned, this is a nice fa'idah that they mentioned regarding this verse. They say when fitna comes, when trials come, stay in your houses. But even the ant understood that. The ant understood that before any trial, any destruction could occur to the rest of the ants being stepped all over and being killed by a great army that is coming in their area, the ants, and one of the ants understood that this could be a harm for them, so he said, enter your dwellings. Likewise, stay in your houses in times of fitna. Don't partake in trials and tribulations. The one who's sitting is better than one who's standing in times of fitna. The one who is standing is better than one who's walking in times of fitna. The one who's walking is better than the one who's running in times of fitna. Keep away from fitan and seek refuge from fitan. Just as the Messenger ﷺ would seek refuge from trials and tribulations, he would say, Allahumma ya'udhu bika min al-fitan ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. Oh Allah, we seek refuge from trials, that which is apparent and that which is hidden. Trials that are apparent and trials that are hidden. So in times of trials, one should not partake in them. Keep away, desist. withhold your tongue. As in the hadith of Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, who asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mal najah, in where lies salvation? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered him by saying, amsik alayka lisanak, withhold your tongue, wabki an khati'atik, and cry over your sins, wal yasa'ka baytuk, and let your house be spacious for you, meaning stay in your house, be in your home. And I asked Sheikh Rabi' Habudra about this hadith, and he said, this means make your voluntary prayers in your houses. Concern yourself with your homes, with your family, with your wife, your children, with your family members. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ, stay in your homes. Concern yourself with that which will benefit you and your children and your family. You get involved with so many other issues and you forget that which is the most important, your own children. Teach them Quran, teach them the Arabic language, help them to reach an age where they reach an age where they have good understanding. Follow them up in their salawat, salawatul khams, the five daily prayers. The five daily prayers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the salawatul khams, that the believers, wastabir alayha, that be patient upon it. Be patient with the prayer, and be patient upon it, and with it. And the believers, they're the ones who call them, they call their family members to do the salawatul khams every day, continuously, getting up their children for fajr, getting up their children for the rest of the prayers, such that they do not leave the salawat al-khams. They do not leave it and become lazy. Or they become al-kasal. We seek refuge from laziness. Ay wallah. Ya ayyuhal namlu udukhulu masakinakum la yahtamannakum Sulaymanu wa junuduhu wa hum la yash'urun. So stay in your houses, stay in your dwellings, do not let Sulaiman and his army step all over you, destroy you while they're walking, while they do not even realize. And the verse I was looking for is وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, and command your family with the prayer. Command your family with the prayer. Then Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah said, وَأَمَرَتْ بِمَا يَقِي مِنَ الْخَطَرِ وَاَعْتَذَرَتْ عَنْ سُلَيْمَانِ وَجُنُودِهِ لِهَذَا ابْتَسَمَ سُلَيْمَانِ. So after that, when Sulaiman heard the ant speak, he smiled and he laughed and he said, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. O Allah, give me the ability to thank you, to give thanks to you for your ni'am, for your blessings that you have given me. وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ, and likewise to be thankful. نَعَمْ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا. Upon me, the blessing that you have blessed me with, and upon my parents, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا, and that you bless me to do good deeds, righteous deeds. تَرْضَاهُ, that which you are pleased with. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, and enter me, نَعَمْ, enter me in your mercy, with your mercy, for indeed, enter me with your mercy, and make me of your ibadat as-salihin, and make me of your righteous slaves. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful dua. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka. Ay wallah, how many blessings Allah has given us. Never fall short to thank Allah for His blessings. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, and Allah said before that, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتَ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ, if you are grateful, Allah will give you more. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتَ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ, and if you are ungrateful, my punishment is severe. وَمِنْ حُسْنِ نِظَامِهِ وَحَزْمِهِ أَن يَتَفَقَّدَ الْجُنُودَ بِنَفْسِهِ, and from the good manner of how he used to control the affairs with regards to his army, he himself used to ask about the various kingdoms that Allah has given him, the kingdom of the animals, the kingdom of the jinn, the kingdom of human beings. He He would ask about their affairs. For whom yuza'un. For they were put into various jobs to do. دليلنا على ذلك حتى أنه تفقد الطيور لينظر هل هي لازمة. So he would even look to each of that kingdom to see if they're doing their job, as we mentioned earlier. And then he mentioned, Sheikh Sa'di mentioned about the Hudhuda. When he didn't see it for some time, he said, "Where is Hudhuda? مالي لا أرى الهدهدا أم كان من الغائبين?" Or is he from those who have become hidden, have come far away? وليس الأمر كما يقول كثير من المفسرين أنه طلبه لينظر له الأرض وبعد مائها. فإن هذا خلاف اللفظ القرآني. Anyway, there's some difference of opinion between Sheikh Al-Sa'di rahimahullah and Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. Sheikh Al-Sa'di says actually, he says that some of the scholars of tafsir did say that Hudhuda used to look for water, and we actually understood that from Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, and he said Sa'di rahimahullah does not agree with that actual opinion. فإن هذا خلاف اللفظ القرآن. He says this is actually not in accordance to the Quranic lafd, the Quranic text. فإن الله لم يقل وطلب الهدهدى, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say and Sulaiman asked or told Hudhuda to do this. And Allah knows best as to which of the positions are correct. بل قال وتفقد الطير ثم توعده لمخالفته لأمره. And he warned Hudhuda about going against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commandments of Sulaiman. He warned him. And what that commandment is, Ibn Kathir says because he commanded him to look for water. But Sa'di rahimahullah says actually that particular addition is not correct. And Allah knows best. ولما كان ملكه مبنيا على كمال العدل استثنى فقال لأعذبنه عذابا شديدا. So when Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام did not find Hudhuda for a period of time to show you the justice of the Sharia, and also the justice of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "I will punish Hudhuda if he doesn't come with some news, adaban shadidan, or I will sacrifice him and kill him, fa'adbahannahu, or he comes to me with some news, some authority which is clear as to why he has been away for such a long time." فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. And so it wasn't long before Hudhuda appeared. And Hudhuda said and gave him some news. That was the exception for not killing him. And that is, he said, لَقَدْ فَقَالَ أَحَطَّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطْ. I've come with some news that which you have not been given. لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ. وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَأٍ بِنَبَأٍ يَقِينٍ. I've come to you from Saba', which is in Yemen, with some news that is certain. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ مْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ. I found a woman that is a leader over a people in this place, in Saba'. وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And she was given from all things of her kingdom. She was given power in her kingdom. وَأُوتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. And she has a great throne. وَوَجَدْتُهَا. He says, وَوَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ. I found her and her people prostrating to the sun. مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Besides Allah. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And Satan had beautified their actions. فَصَدَّهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. And he obstructed them from the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, of Tawheed, as is the case of Shaitan, always trying to take you away from the Sirat al-Mustaqim, always taking you away from worshipping Allah alone. فَهُمْ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. And so they are a people who are not guided. أَلَا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ. Such that they do not actually worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the guidance that he called you to make sajda to Allah. أَلَّا يَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبَأَ مِنَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The one who takes out or knows the unseen and everything, whether it is in the heavens and the earth. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ. And he knows that which you hide, conceal, and that which you show apparently, yani in your everyday lives that you do. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ Rabbul Arshil Azim, Allah, whom there is none that deserves to be worshipped except Him, the Lord of the Arsh, the Lord of the Great Throne. In this verse, Shaykh Sa'di Rahmullah says, في هذه المدة القصيرة, a short period of time occurred, and then Hudhud appeared, and he told him about this great piece of news, about this place in Yemen, where a queen or leader, a female leader, was actually leading over the people. And she inherited that leadership, as Sheikh, as Ibn al-Kathir rahimahullah said, because her father, who was the previous king, he had passed away and he had no sons to lead the nation. And she was actually his daughter, so she led the nation thereafter. أخبر سليمان عن ملك الديار اليمنية وأن ملكتهم امرأة وأنها قد أعطيت من كل شيء يحتاج الملك إليه. She was given everything that any kingdom would require. وَأَنَّ لَهَا عَرْشًا عَظِيمًا, a great throne. She had an army as well. And she had provisions and sustenance that she survived with, and her army survived with. وَأَنَّهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, but they were polytheists. They used to worship the sun. And here, Shaykh Sa'di Rahmullah said that Hudhuda, وَأَنْكَرَ الْهُدْهُدَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيَةَ الْإِنْكَارِ هَذَا مِنْ أَدِلَّةِ عَلَى أَنَّ الْحَيْوَانَاتِ تَعْرِفُ رَبَّهَا. سبحان الله. And Hudhuda refuted what they were doing with shiddah. سبحان الله. And this is from the proofs that the animals know their Lord and make tasbih to their Lord and single Allah out in worship. سبحان الله. This is proofs that the animals know their Lord, and that they praise and extol the praise of Allah, and that they are upon tawheed. وَتُحِبُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the animals love the believers, he says. وَتُدِينُ رَبَّهَا بِذَلِكَ, and that is how the animals are with regards towards their Lord, with that. That's the deen that they are upon. The deen of the animals is that they worship Allah, and they do tasbih, and that they love the believers. Allahu Akbar. وَتُبْغِدُ الْكُفَّارَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ, and the animals dislike the disbelievers, those deniers. وَتُدِينُ اللَّهَ بِذَلِكَ, that is their deen, with Allah. فَقَالَ لَهُ سُلَيْمَانَ سَنَنْظُرُ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We will see, Sulaiman said, if you, Hudhuda, are truthful, or you are from those who have lied. اذهب بكتاب هذا فألقه إليهم. So take my book. Well, he doesn't mean book, he means my letter. The letter that I have written to the Queen of Sheba, Bilqis. Take this letter and give it to her. ثم تولى عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون. And see, leave them and see what they will come back with. Are they going to accept this letter? This letter which has the beginning, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, from Sulaiman to the Queen of Sheba, Bilqis. فَانْظُرْ مَادَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and look up, see what they come back with. فَذَهَبَ بِالْكِتَابِ فَأَلْقَاهُ فِي حِجْرِ الْمَرْأَةِ الْمَلِكَةِ مَلَكَةِ السَّبَأِ. So, Hudhuda, he went. The bird went, took the letter to the Queen of Saba, Queen of Sheba, and he gave her and he put it on her lap. فَلَمَّا قَرَأَتْهُ عَظَّمَتْهُ. So when she read it, she praised it, and she like almost not praised it, but almost like honored it. That is, it's something serious that has come to me. جِدًا وَأَرْعَبَتْ مِنْهُ فَزَعًا, almost becoming fearful as to what will be the outcome of this letter, calling her to worship Allah. وَجَمَعَتْ رُؤَسَاءَ قَوْمِهَا, and she gathered the ministers, or those, if you like, soldiers, armies, soldiers, ministers amongst them, the heads of amongst them, to see what their advice is. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. And she told him that I have been given this letter, this honorable letter. إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ, from Sulaiman. وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا تعلوا علي وأتوني مسلمين, such that you do not overcome me and you come as believers, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Muslims. كتاب مختصر جامع فيه المقصود كله, a book that is concise. I said a book, a letter that is concise, and in it is what is intended. Yani it's clear, and it is clear and clarity, and that is calling her to worship Allah. يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في أمري. So she asked her the heads of the army, tell me, advise me what concerning my condition. A أشير علي وهذا من حزمها وحسن تدبيرها استعملت المشاورة. And this shows you the excellence of her understanding, such that she sought consultation with the heads of her army, of her people. ما كنت قاطعة أمرا حتى تشهدون. She didn't want to actually make a decision until they bear witness to what has transpired. They know what's in the letter and they can advise me with that which is beneficial. And they said, نحن أولو قوة. أولو قوة, we have been given power and strength. وأولو بأس شديد والأمر إليك. So the affair is with you. So they're saying to her, we have the strength to repel any army. We have the strength and we have the power, but you decide what to do. فانظري ماذا تأمرين. You decide and look to what you command with. أي مستعدون. We are prepared for any battle, and we are prepared for also peace, to make peace. So the affair is with you. فناظرة بما يرجع المرسلون. إن كان من الملوك الذين ليس لهم هم إلا الدنيا فربما أن الهداية كسرت سورة. So what she did was, she decided to give him a gift, to give Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام a gift, in order to see what he is going to respond with. If he's from the dunya, he will accept that. As Shaykh Sa'di Rahimullah said, if he's from the people of the dunya, he will accept that. But if he's not from the people of the dunya, then he will continue to call her to Islam. He will continue to call her to Tawheed. And when the gift came to Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام, he replied, and Allah said, أتمدونني بمال فما آتاني الله خير مما أتاكم. Are you going to give me and try to entice me with wealth, with your gift? What Allah has given me is better than what you have been given. Meaning, I have all of that. I have wealth, I have the ability to control the animals, the jinn, the people. I have the ability to command them. I have the kingdom that you have not been given. بل أنتم بهديتكم تفرعون. Whilst you, with your gift, you are happy. You are happy with your wealth that you have been given. Rather, what Allah has given me is far greater. SubhanAllah. فبين لهم أنه لا غرض له في الدنيا. He showed them that there is no concern for him in the dunya. It's not the dunya that concerns him. وإنما غرضه إقامة الدين. But his غرض, his objective, is to establish the deen upon the earth, ودخول عباد الله في الإسلام, and such that the people enter into Islam. ثم وصى الرسل واستغنى بذلك عن الكتاب وقال للرسول ارجع. And he said to the messenger again, the one who took it, the Hudhuda, go back to them. And in this case, it was those messengers who came from Bilqis, from the queen of Sheba, they came to him and he sent them back. With what? He said to them, ارجع إليهم فلنأتينهم بجنود لا قبل لهم. Go back to Bilqis, go back to the queen of Sheba. We will set up an army that they have not ever seen, an army like it before. وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنْهَا أَذِلَّةِ وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ. And we will take them out, drive them out, humiliated, and they will be like صَاغِرُونَ. وَعَلِمَ سُلَيْمَانَ أَنَّهُمْ سَيُنْقَادُونَ وَيَسْلِمُونَ فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِ مَجْلِسِهِ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِ بِعَرْشِهِ. Sulaiman knew that eventually that they the queen and her army, that eventually they will actually accept and submit. Because he has an army and power and ability and authority Allah has given him, is not able to be repelled, not able for anyone to repel. So he said, أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِ بِعَرْشِهَا. He said to his own, he said those around him, and that was a jinn from the Afarit, and also from those who were present, he said, أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِ بِعَرْشِهَا. Which of you can bring me her throne? قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتُونِ مُسْلِمِينَ. Before they will come back to me as Muslims. Just to show them our authority that Allah has given us. قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. So the ifrit from the jinn, who was from the strongest amongst them, أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. I will bring you her arsh, her throne, before you even stand up from your place. Before you even stand up, it will be there. Now, nowadays people are so surprised and amazed with internet, with, you know, this technology. They think, mashallah, tabarakallah, you can send a message across the world, you can see each other on a phone across the world. But look at the greatness that Sulaiman ﷺ had. He was able to bring a throne from across the world. Where can you do that now? Nobody's able to do that. So people in this time and age, they are happy with their technology and they are happy with the advancement of knowledge. But what Allah has given Sulaiman is not like anyone else. What Allah has given Sulaiman, the ability to move and to bring a whole throne, in what? Not just before he gets up, but one of them said in the majlis, I will bring it to you, her throne, before you even blink. Before a blink of an eye. Subhanallah. Before you even blink. أَنَا أَتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرَفُكَ. And not only that, yeah, if you read the rest of the story in Surah An-Naml, you will see that it wasn't just that they brought the arsh. They went, the arsh was brought, yes, but then they engraved it or changed some of the features of the arsh, of her throne, and then it was sent back. Oh, and then she came, and when she saw it, she was asked, is this your arsh? And she said, كَأَنَّهُ هُ. It is as if it is it. Because she saw that markings have changed. She saw that the markings have changed. She said, yeah, it looks like it, but it's not, some features are not like it. But she didn't ascertain whether it's hers or not hers. But she said, كَأَنَّهُ هُ. So this shows you also that Sulaiman a.s. had the ability, the quwwa, not only to bring the arsh from far away, but also to prove to her that what he has been given is the ability to even confuse, for her not even to recognize the arsh because of what they have done to the arsh, just to prove to her that what Allah has given him is something great. فَهَذَا مَلِكْ مُلْكٌ عَظِيمٌ بِلَحْظَةٍ يَحْضُرُ لَهُ هَذَا الْعَرْشُ الْعَظِيمُ. With a blink of an eye, the throne of hers was brought. وَلِهَذَا لَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقَرًا عِنْدَهُ حَمِدَ اللَّهُ. And Sulaiman, when he saw it, after a blink of an eye, or before a blink of an eye, he praised Allah and he said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. This is from the blessings of my Lord to test me that whether I'm going to be grateful or ungrateful. And whoever is grateful, then indeed he is grateful to himself. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّيَ غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And whoever is ungrateful, then Allah is al-ghani. Allah is all rich and bounteous. And in the next verse he said, فَقَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ. He said to those around him, نَكِّرُوا لَهَا عَرْشَهَا. Engrave on her arsh. Change the markings and the features upon her arsh. غَيِّرُوا فِيهِ وَزِيدُوا وَانْقُسُوا. He change, add things and remove things. نَنْظُرْ أَتَهْتَدِي أَمْ تَكُونُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَهْتَدُونَ. We will see if she is, because of this, is guided, or of those who are continue to be misguided. وَكَانَ قَدْ مَدَحَ لَهُ رأيها وعقلها فأحب أن يقف على الحقيقة. كان قد مدح له رأيها. And before that, نعم, he realized and he recognized her sane intellect earlier and previously. He understood that she was had good understanding, and that she, because she actually did not straight away when he sent the messenger to her to call her to Islam. نعم, he knew that she was contemplating, but she was not so sure whether to accept or not. But he knew she was thinking about it. So when she sent the gift, and afterwards he knew of her understanding, because he said in the next verse, "Ahakada arshuk." He asked her, "Is this your?" Or it was said to her, "Is this your arsh?" She said, "Ka'annahu hu." She'd never affirmed, nor did she negate. And this shows us that Sulaiman understood from her that she had good understanding, that she neither affirmed nor neither negated straight away. She's not rushed. She was not hasty, and she was not rushing. وَرَضَ عَلَيْهَا فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ عَرَفَتْهُ. And then she actually accepted that it was hers. It was hers. And she accepted. She accepted al-Islam, and she said, "I am with Sulaiman and his Lord." Rabbi inni dhalamtu nafsi, and she sought forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for oppressing herself. Wa aslamtu ma'a Sulaiman lillahi rabbil alameen, and I've become Muslim. I've accepted Islam with Sulaiman, na'am, and I've accepted Allah as the Lord of all of creation. Fa aslamat, so she became a Muslim. ولما كانت الشياطين زمن سليمان قد سخرهم الله له وبلغه أنهم باجتماعهم بالإنس يعلمونهم السحر فجمعهم وتوعدهم وأخذ كتبهم ودفنها. So Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام, likewise the rest of the story goes that in his time, no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to call to Tawheed, but those devils who refused to obey Sulaiman, they would seek to do sihr, to do magic. And it wasn't Sulaiman who did magic, rather it was the devils. So he took their books that they used to do magic, and he buried them. He buried their books. فَلَمَّا تُوفِي سُلَيْمَانِ. And when Sulaiman died, Shaykh Sa'di says, جَاءَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ لِلنَّاسِ. The devils came to the people, and they said, إِنَّ مُلْكَ سُلَيْمَانِ مَشِيدٌ عَلَى السِّحْرِ. They started spreading, مُشَيِّدٌ عَلَى السِّحْرِ. They started spreading that actually the kingdom of Sulaiman is built upon magic. وَاسْتَخْرَجُ الْكُتُبُ. And they took out those books. They found those books and they took them out. أَلَتِي دَفَنَهَا. That which he had buried. وَأَشَاعُوا مِنْ إِغْوَائِهِمْ لِلنَّاسِ. And they spread amongst the people that these books actually were from Sulaiman, and that Sulaiman was a magician. And a group of the Jews actually used to spread that, he says. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defended Sulaiman alayhi salam and clarified that sihr, magic, did not come from him. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Rather, Sulaiman did not disbelieve, أي بِتَعْلِيمِ السِّحْرِ, in teaching magic. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. Rather, it was the devils that disbelieved. They're the ones that were teaching the people magic. And thereafter, before the death of Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام, وكان الله قد ابتلى سليمان وألقى على كرسيه جسدا أي شيطانا عتابا له على بعض الهفوات وإرجاعا له إلى كمال الخضوع لربه. ولهذا قال تعالى ثم أناب. In this section, Sheikh Sa'di رحمه الله, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Sulaiman. He tested Sulaiman. There was a particular devil that actually tried to lead Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam astray. And it was subtle. And the story goes, as Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions it as well, that Sulaiman, he loved horses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the best of horses, stallions. And there was a time that he used to stroke them, and he was amazed by them, and he loved them. And there was one particular time that love took him away from remembering Allah. Na'am. That is because these devils, they try to lead him astray. And when Sulaiman a.s. realized that the prayer had passed, or the time for the prayer or remembrance of Allah had passed, he said, Rabbi ighfir li, my Lord, forgive me. Wahab li mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. And give me, bless me, grant me with a kingdom that no one after me will have. Innaka antal wahhab, for you are al wahhab. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah answered him and he forgave him. Thumma anab. So the man turned to repentance with his tongue and with his limbs and with his heart. All three. Thumma anab. And he asked Allah for forgiveness, having forgotten the prayer, or having left the remembrance, been overcome by the love of these horses, due to the devil that tried to lead him astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him, and Sulaiman turned back to worshipping Allah, turned back to remembering Allah. And he was upon that anyway, but there was a period of time where he'd shown love for these horses to the extent that he missed the remembrance or he missed his prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَدَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِي فِي الْحَرْثِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ. And there was another incident as well that occurred, which Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah talks about, where there was a particular dispute between two people, and Dawood at that time, alayhi salatu wasalam, gave a ruling, and Sulaiman also gave a ruling, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam gave a ruling that was more correct. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says both were correct, but Sulaiman's ruling was more correct. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Sulaiman, فَفَهَمْنَاهُ Sulaiman, that we give Sulaiman the understanding in this matter. In this matter. Showing you also that Sulaiman has been given that which Dawood alayhi salam was given, but the extra understanding, such that he judged with that which is better. And the dispute was regarding a vineyard, or particular area of vegetation. Once the sheep of their neighbors crossed over and ate a full tree. They took the dispute to the Prophet to the Prophet Dawood first. He says that the owners of the vineyard should be compensated equal to the amount that they had lost. When they came out and passed by Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked them, what was the decision given by the Prophet of Allah? They said, he ordered such and such. Sulaiman said, I would have ordered that these sheep be surrendered to the owners of the vineyard so that they could benefit from them until their owners had grown a similar vineyard for them. Then their sheep would be returned to them. So when the news of this verdict reached Dawood, his father, alayhi salatu wasalam, he cancelled his previous verdict and issued his new verdict and praised his son's understanding. So this is a verdict, the blessing that Allah has given Sulaiman is with fahm, and with the understanding of help of solving between the people's disputes. And Allah said, فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Na'am. And all of them we gave them knowledge and wisdom. Both Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. But Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, in this matter, Allah gave him understanding. That was the correct understanding. And that was what helped the people in disputes. Some of the another dispute that occurred, which also Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah mentions at the end, and that is when, and is mentioned also by Ibn Kathir, that is when a wolf had eaten, two women had come, and the wolf had eaten one of their children, or one of their sons. And the son that was left, so two women, two sons. Two women with a son each. A wolf came and ate one of the sons. The older woman claimed that that son that was alive is hers. The younger woman also claimed that that son is alive is hers. Now, and they had their both had their infants with them. The wolf had attacked them and took away one of their infants. That dispute broke out between these two women. The elder woman said, "The wolf has taken your son." And the younger woman said, "No, he's taken your son." They took the case to Dawood a.s. and he decided in favor of the elder woman. When they came out and passed by Sulaiman a.s., he said, "Bring me a knife and I will cut this child into two pieces. Each of you can take one piece." I mean, I'll cut it in half and you take half each of the son that is alive. The younger woman said, "No," with so much emotion and love and care. "May Allah have mercy upon you. The child belongs to her." Subhanallah. Seeing her strong reaction, Sulaiman gave the verdict in favor of the younger woman. This hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. So in both verdicts, it can be said, as Imam Al-Kathir rahimahullah said, that they were complaints, that they were compliant within the previous prevalent Islamic law at that time. And Sulaiman alayhi's verdict was more correct and more just. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Fahamnaha Sulaiman." That we gave that understanding to Sulaiman in this matter and in this other matter that is mentioned by Ibn Kathir rahimullah and Al-Sa'di rahimullah. Both of them show the greatness in Sulaiman's wisdom alayhi salam, and his understanding and his knowledge. And also they show that Dawood alayhi salam accepted. When the truth came to him regarding a matter, he accepted. And he took the position of his son. This is, in a nutshell, يعني, some of the benefits that Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah mentions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes us grateful for his blessings, that we learn from this, that we, as he says here, that we do not become overcome with the dunya over our remembrance of Allah. Just like we take that lesson from Sulaiman alayhi salam, who turned back to Allah and was repentful such that he realized that having love for these the horses was incorrect in occupying him away from the remembrance of Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we remember Allah much and that we be of those who are not occupied and preoccupied with the dunya over and above the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to increase us in knowledge, beneficial knowledge and righteous actions and good understanding. For that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised from the story of Sulaiman, that Allah praised Sulaiman for his understanding. And likewise, this is what the Messenger said, "Man yuridi lahu bi khairan yufaqihu fi ddeen." Whoever Allah wants good for, he gives him understanding of the religion. So that is something which is a blessing from Allah, to understand the deen of Allah, to practice it, to be grateful to him, to turn it into repentance, or turn to repentance when we sin or when we make mistakes, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quickly and we call upon him to forgive our sins and look at the khair that Allah will give you, Ya Abdullah. Just like the khair Allah has given both these great prophets, Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam, Shaykh Sa'di mentions, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a pious child, a pious son that was a prophet, that was blessed to be a prophet and blessed to have understanding that even his father took from. So if you are truthful to Allah and repent to him and call upon him and obey him subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly and you remember Allah much, then know that Allah will bless you likewise. And Allah will rectify your affair, solve all that which is problems that you may have in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid you. For he is the one all affairs go back to. The one who is qadirun ala kulli shay. He just has to say be and it is. And your affair is solved. Be patient. For indeed patience and perseverance require that you are patient and perseverant. It requires that it's a learning process that you are going through this difficulty and hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you out of that hardship. For indeed, Allah says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." Inna ma'al usri yusra. Indeed, after hardship, there is ease. Indeed, after hardship, there is ease. And the best that Allah gives you is your deen. to be intact. Allah may test you in what, with regards wealth. Allah may test you with regards children. Allah may test you with regards loss of life. But the hardest of tests is your deen. That you lose your deen. That's the hardest of tests. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you in other affairs of the dunya, say alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and protect us and make us grateful for that which He has given us. Allah tests you in your deen and you lose your deen, that is the greatest loss. إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. The greatest losers are those who lose themselves and their families and their judgment. That is the greatest of losses. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and our families and our children. May Allah make us grateful to His blessings, His numerous blessings that He has given us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Insha'Allah. Monday is the next dars, and it will be Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from this great book, which is Qasas al-Anbiya. Subhanakallahu bihamdika ashhadu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.